I know this is only your second day back at school, and so it might be hard for your brains to get going, but I want to ask a question. If anybody remembers what was going on during this time 1 year ago, it was going on in Rio. Does anybody know what was happening? What was going on? The Olympics, right? So does anybody remember any of the stars or the heroes from those Olympics last year? Anybody remember any of their favorite athletes? What? Simone Biles, right? The gymnast, right? She was awesome. Won several gold. Who else?
Michael Phelps,
right? He's been like a great Olympian, like five Olympics in a row. Anybody else? Simone Manuel, the swimmer, right? And she's from the Houston area too. Anybody else? Other Olympics stars you remember? Well, who's in? Ryan Lochte. Yeah, he was a swimmer too, but he was famous for some other stuff he did off the field, right? Out of the pool. Wasn't such a good decision, right? Yes, who else?
Katie
Ledecky, another swimmer, right? So we remember that, right? We remember some of the things that happened. What I love about the Olympics is that it's once every 4 years. You know, we set aside our differences, and from what happened the past week, we remember that we got a long way to go to try to build up unity and integrity and love for each other. But the Olympics are something that helps showcase, look, we as a world can get together. Almost 200 countries send representatives, and we play these games, and we have this great time, and everybody watches and pays attention, and a lot of times heroes emerge from the Olympics. But one of my favorite things that happens at the Olympics is at the end of every event. So I'd like to recreate, if we could. So if I could get a few volunteers maybe to help me. Yes? Okay, why don't you come down, ma'am? Yes, ma'am. And is anybody on this side? Yes, ma'am. Come on down. All right, so I get the three of y'all. So what happens at the end of every Olympics? At every event, what happens at the end? What do they do? The medal ceremony. All right, so let's have a medal ceremony. So, well, let's line up here. Like, this is the medal ceremony. And is that how we line up? All right, so the one in the middle is what? First place. And what does the winner of the Olympics get? A gold medal, right? And that's pretty sweet, isn't it? That you get a gold medal because of your awesome achievements. And somewhere in here, I thought it was, there's a gold medal. Oh, here it is. Here you go. And so here you go. You get the gold medal. What does second and third place get?
Silver
and bronze. But unfortunately, stores don't sell silver and bronze medals. So we're going to have like little stand-ins in second and third place. Okay, and then if you ever watch like at the very end of the race, like let's say that the first place winner was an American. Sometimes what happens if they're the winner? What do they get? They're like, oh, you were the champion. You get this cool flag, and we're going to put it around you. Like, have you ever seen that? Where they're like, yeah, I'm the champion. Just to remind everybody how awesome we are as Americans, we're going to trot around here with the American flag. And then sometimes they might have something they put on their head. You ever seen that? Like flowers or like a crown. Right, I don't have one made out of flowers, but we got like a crown, and they'd be like, oh, here's your olive branch for being such a great sport. Right? And then my favorite part of what happens at the Olympics is in what happens in the rafters. What do they do with it? What do they do with it? You remember? Right? And then they raise it up real high. Right? And then we do what? We sing the national anthem, right? That awesome song. Oh, say, can you see? Right? The beautiful song that is. Well, see, I thought today what we would do is we would remember that the Olympics were just 1 year ago today. And today we celebrate the Assumption of Mary, which is what? Like a gold medal ceremony for our Mother Mary. Right? Because here it is today, the psalm, what do we sing? The Queen stands at the right hand arrayed in gold. Here it is, the gold medal, right? The gold medal that is the gift of our Mother Mary. Today we celebrate the fact that she is taken up into heaven and she receives the gold medal. Now, is she the only one who ever gets a gold medal? Who said yes? Okay, so Mary's the only one in heaven? Do we think that's true? No. See, Mary paved the way for us, right? Mary showed us that today on the Assumption, she goes up to heaven to say, hey, look, there's a chance for you too. Right? At the end of the Easter season, we celebrated the ascension of Jesus, right? That he goes up to heaven and he takes his place. But then we also remember today that Mary goes up there. There's hope for us that we too have the promise of everlasting life, that we too might be able to join our God in heaven. And another beautiful sign of how this is like a gold medal ceremony, the celebration of the Assumption of Mary, is that Mary is lifted up. Right? Not like the flag, right? The flag is lifted up in that ceremony. Right? But today we celebrate that Mary is lifted up. that Mary is the highest of our race. That Mary is the one who in the first reading was in an Olympic challenge called dragon fighting. And she wins because she was bearing the Christ child in her. And Mary stands for us as the example that we want to be like her. Like I asked you about who your favorite Olympians were last year and you remembered some of their names and some of their stories. We celebrate the gold medal today because Mary is the best of who we are. Mary is the one who says, look, I'm going to show you guys how to live and I'm going to show you how to love and I'm going to pray for you because I'm full of grace, as we heard in the gospel today. The other beautiful connection, I think, between the Assumption of Mary and the Olympic ceremony is that as the flag is raised up and we sing the national anthem, today, Mary is raised up and she sings her national anthem. She sings that song that comes from her soul. And what song did she sing or say in the gospel? Do y'all remember what that's called? The Magnificat. Of Mary saying, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Today we remember that Mary is the queen arrayed in gold. That Mary is the one that shows us how we too can be gold medalists. And not just one gold medalist per event, but the gold medalists that we all can be. We ask the Lord to help us, give us the prize of eternal life, to give us our gold medal so that one day we can join Mary and we can join Jesus and we can join all the angels and saints in the heavenly throne to rejoice and celebrate with them forever that we are loved, that we're champions, that our souls proclaim the greatness of God's love. So as we continue our celebration today, we thank God for the wonderful gift of Mary. We thank God for allowing her to be our gold medalist. And we ask God to help us too be Olympic champions so that one day we can join our Father in heaven to celebrate forever in that heavenly banquet.